Hi, Mark.
John, you saved Kill Radio.
I saved Kill Radio, and I saved the first bite of this hamburger, which we're going to talk about later until the show started. I want everyone to
hear
you're
it. Like mid,
it's so fucking weird.
You're mid-sentence right now.
It's so fucking weird.
So I did send an email out to all the bands that submitted today that we might not have a show.
But we do have a show.
But we
listen
do.
To us.
I mean, we're 9 minutes behind schedule.
I'm glad, because I really like to hear myself talk, Mark.
No, thank you so much, because I was here. I was crawling underneath this table trying to fix it, trying to figure it out. And I knew.
And I was just standing here kind of checking you out, going, I wonder what's going on.
And I knew it was something to do with the compressor, because I know enough to know it should, all those lights, how they're going right now, it should look like that. Uh-huh. It's funny how you're looking.
It should have flickering lights, not no lights.
And somehow my brain knows that there should be flickering lights. It's kind of funny how the mind works. So anyway,
this is John Daly, by the way.
Thank you, John Daly.
Typical host of Standing Room Only on Fridays, 8 to 9 p.m., filling in for John Hirschfeld.
Who comes back from his European honeymoon tomorrow.
Now, I sent him a little gift over there to his hotel room.
Shut up.
A couple pounds of something special, and I hope he gets it.
That doesn't get in trouble.
It's hard to get Boston baked beans over there in Europe, so
yeah,
I hope
right.
he enjoys them.
Good. Well, let's start off by first... thanking all the bands who were part of the Hear Hear benefit that we did at Lost Souls Cafe last night.
Sounds awesome. I was out of town. How was it?
It was kind of bizarre because I was doing it by myself.
Yeah.
Normally John handles the technical stuff with the bands and
Hirschfeld,
Yeah. And then I just am a cute little host and I kind of stage manage and make sure the bands are here, make sure they're ready, keep everything moving, and basically manage it all. Well, I had to do everything last night. And then also I was taking photographs and doing
video.
Didn't
people show up to help you?
Yeah, people did.
Oh, good. Excellent, excellent. But you had to run the show by yourself.
Yes. And one of the bands called me about 3 or 4 hours before we were supposed to start saying they were playing basketball with their father for Father's Day, rolled their ankle, and so totally hurt himself. So I hope Jeffrey Scott's okay. He felt really bad, but you know what?
Yeah.
Our attitude's been like, dude, we're so kind of – this isn't a big deal. It's a big deal, but we're not going to like hold people like, you have to come and do the show. And even if you have a broken ankle, you made an agreement. I mean, we're not fascists. Well, I'm a closet fascist, but I'm not a fascist with this.
I'm an out of the closet fascist.
So I have to admit, going into it all, I was a tiny bit nervous because it was a little different. And I have to say, everything went great. Laura Weinbach was the first performer. She's a... just a woman and an acoustic guitar, and
she's awesome, huh?
She's adorable.
Yeah.
And she sings. She looks like she's like 9 years old, but she sings with such a maturity that I meant to ask her how old she was, but she sings like she's a woman. I mean, her choices.
She sings like she's a woman.
Well, she doesn't sing like she's a girl. She sings like a woman who has lived life, and, you know, her choices for music are very sophisticated and very I don't know. I'm very impressed with her. She was amazing. Then after her was a band called Dread Days. And I know you've heard them before because they resubmitted to us during the show one time. During the show you were hosting, I think when John was on his wedding. And they performed right. They were kind of a reggae rap kind of act. And they were awesome. They did a lot of dubby kind of sounds. They were so great. They were another surprise. And then we closed with... the Revolutionary Youth League, which I know you've heard them before. You probably don't remember them right now. And they gave me some warning signs that they weren't going to play acoustic.
What were the warning signs?
Oh, we're going to go for it. And we're not going to be acoustic. We're just going to play like we normally do at the clubs. And they were so fucking loud.
Uh-oh.
They were awesome. Uh-oh.
But they were loud.
But they were way too loud.
And this event is held in a coffee shop. An awesome coffee shop, but a coffee shop.
Yeah, it's not a normal coffee shop.
No.
But, yeah, it's a coffee house.
No, it's not a normal coffee shop in the sense that they have actually good food choices there.
Yeah.
So.
You know what
they have
there now?
Interesting stuff to eat.
You know what new thing they have is amazing? They have avocado ice cream.
Wow.
It is so good.
Hey, I've been saving this first bite, so should I take the bite?
Yeah, go ahead and take the bite. And let's now, here's the thing about Jollibee. You went to Jollibee, which is this Filipino... fast food chain. Mm. There's one across the street. Has an awesome logo, kind of a big, huge fiberglass Jollibee guy. But the weirdest thing about their menu is it's supposed to be Filipino, but you go inside and it's spaghetti, hamburgers, fried chicken, and then some other weird stuff.
There's like some platter you can get that includes sautéed shrimp and minced hamburger meat on top of rice.
Yeah, it's the weirdest menu.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. Now, if you order anything that seems like it would be a normal type of American
it's
food,
it's not.
It's not at all.
No, because even though you're eating a hamburger right now, there's something different about it that you can't explain.
There's like 20 different things about it. Okay, this hamburger has a big slice of pineapple, but it's like inhuman pineapple. You know how pineapple usually has a hole in it? Yeah, it's a human pineapple.
I don't know what planet you're from. Go on.
Normally, our human pineapple has a hole in it. It's not inhumane.
You don't think I was going to say inhumane?
No.
No.
It's
toxic.
There's like no hole in the center of this pineapple. So I don't know. It comes from a different planet. And then there's some sort of like bacon type product on top of it and lettuce and some sort of weird cream sauce and hamburger and cheese. The cream sauce
is
what always gets me.
Yeah, I had that burger, and I was like, okay, this is satisfying. But the whole time, my mind was going, there's something not right about this. We're being quiet while you put your – okay, don't eat in the microphone. That's gross. John did that before. Now, that we could talk about urine like we have before. We could talk about spray painting toilets with our ass. But eating in the microphone –
isn't it disgusting?
Gross.
It's gross.
So why don't we on that
note – you should fire that guy.
Why don't we go to music?
Let's do it. Who we got first?
This is a CD
– by proper English.
This is a CD that was introduced to us or submitted to us by an artist. I'm going to guess the pronunciation of his name is Cochise. Cochise, that doesn't sound right. He's actually Native American out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And he has a nice hybrid sound. So I picked two songs. He didn't give us any recommendations. So I picked two sounds that I really feel like covered the range of his sound. So these are two tracks by, and I didn't get a pronunciation, so I'm just going for it. I'm going to say Cochise, Minneapolis, Minnesota. His MySpace page is myspace.com/Cochise Anderson. And let me spell that for you. That's Cochise Anderson. Cochise Anderson, myspace.com. These are two songs. This first one's called Spring Into Action, A Rebel's Resurrection. You're listening to Here
on killradio.org,
where I'm talking and John is eating.
And I'm eating.
But he saved the show, so it's okay. Here we go, Cochise.
I forgot. When you're on the outside, everything seems so normal.
As if what, Marcia?
As if we were like the others. Like the outsiders. Like the real people.
Aha! Caught you sleeping with your eyes open. You're lying with your mouth closed. Don't you know love is a five-letter word? Trust, the word that defies all foes. Unmistakable is the sight to see when you separate yourself from yourself and me.
Thank you. ignorance is pardoned. Tears of forgiveness fly skyward. Emotions run over a drought-ridden land. Now is the time. I call upon your truth to rise from its restless sleep and seek. The air is filled with new breath. We can never wake again. We must dance. Dance electric. Our lungs fill with fire. Legs burn with urgency. We are the sculptors of our living self, constantly breathing colors, touching and retouching hidden masterpieces. With the humor of recognizing that all eternal mystery. Funny how the tears roll, melting the mask of solitude. Now it's your turn to set the self free, not from fear, but into terror, to create within and out, to free the world that frees you. So that when the cloud mounts, you can rejoice in the creation to come. Now is the time, the tempo just right. Move your mind and think out of sight. Another flood is coming, said the fool. You better learn to tread water, 'cause walking won't do.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking to the audience.
Yes,
that
was
a really interesting track.
Yeah, again, that was Cochise. The track was Moon Behind the Clouds. He's out of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I could totally see myself like listening to that at night to relax or
something.
Well,
you know what's interesting is...
Or to get into a different headspace.
I was thinking about that as I was hearing the flute, and I'm not normally a flute guy, but
That's so not what I've heard.
Shut up. No, it's just that type of flute.
I must be sitting in the cheap
seats. I'm talking right now.
Sorry about that.
I'm talking right now. I don't know what type of flute that is, but it has a nice melancholy sound to it. So I really like that. It was really nice. Again, that was Cochise out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. We just heard Moon Behind the Clouds. Before that was Spring Into Action, A Rebel's Resurrection. His MySpace page is myspace.com. Cochise Anderson. And I... Praise to the divine mother father that I am saying his name right. Speaking of which, do we know how to get the AOL Instant Messenger to work on this computer?
I've never used AOL Instant Messenger on any of my shows.
It used to just automatically come on, because I'd love to. We haven't been turning it on since we changed the computer.
Well, I think we need the password for it.
Right.
And who knows that?
It used to be an easy remembered one.
Oh, we've got a phone call on your cell phone.
Well, I'm not answering. I'm doing the show right now. So earlier today, I went to... I went to breakfast with a friend of mine, and it was this Salvadorian place.
Which
over
one?
On 3rd Street. You probably don't know it. So it's in a strip mall. It looks blown out. We almost didn't want to go because on the outside, it looked just fucked up. But inside, inside it was nice. It was crazy. They had TV on. And I don't know what – there's this trend now with restaurants having TVs on all the time in the restaurant, even with just the subtitles. But they had this telenovela on, and every single scene was people yelling at each other.
Wow.
This one woman was crying and yelling, and they added a reverb effect. So she was going, I kept echoing, and I'm like, it's like anger pornography. And I'm trying to have a nice breakfast, and there's all this anger pornography going on. And one guy was, with his shirt off, was tied up. Like strung up and was bleeding, and the guy had a gun. And the guy's like, "Shoot me, do it!" And I'm like, "I'm trying to eat breakfast here." And everyone then there's not even bothered at all. It shows how like violence and anger is totally been justified in our culture when we're trying to all have a nice breakfast on Monday morning. Do you have any experiences with that, John, or you have nothing to add?
I have a lot to add. What really struck me is weird is in the last, I would say, year and a half to 2 years, how not only in restaurants televisions have shown up, they've shown up everywhere. You go on the bus, there's a television monitor.
There's
MCAs. Like five of them. There's a
checkout line at the supermarket.
Yeah, checkout line at the supermarket.
Right.
You're waiting for a train. You're waiting for a subway. Like everywhere.
Did you see Minority Report?
Yeah.
Remember that scene? Where not only was there – the ads were specific to him. Like there was like some sort of trigger that was specific to him.
Which is kind of where we're going.
Well, you know, like Steven Spielberg being a total futurist, I know a lot of that kind of stuff was stuff that future kind of people who are considered futurists have said are things that are going to come to pass.
Yeah.
That he wove into the story. That's what kind of made that movie kind of so powerful was that it was so we could see the evolution of where we're going. And so much of it we didn't really like.
It was so much better than the movie about the robot with
That
kid,
dumb kid.
The kid robot with the stupid-ass teddy bear.
Yeah, that's called artificial intelligence or AI.
Yeah, I think I got a little bit of throw-up in my mouth when I watched that movie.
I think I did just now, and I just swelled it back down. No, the best part of that movie is the end when it becomes so presentational and this alien becomes a narrator.
Yeah.
Everyone started laughing. Anyway, that was a movie from a long time ago. You know what that movie Air is all about? It's about bad parenting.
Uh-huh.
Because all the people that were parent figures to this fake child abandoned him.
Yeah.
They dumped him. And that's what that movie was about. So let's go to music again. This is an artist that we played last week, Sofia Talvik from Stockholm, Sweden. She sent us an album, and a lot of it's really good. So I really want to share... a good chunk of it with all of us. Her MySpace page is myspace.com/Sofia Talvik. That's SOFIATALVIK. Again, she's out of Stockholm. We're going to hear two tracks. This first one is called Mother's Way, Father's Way. You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org.
Is it father's way to act like this? I don't know, I don't know. Is it mother's way? Is it father's way to act like this? Please don't sound condescending when you talk to me like I wouldn't know what being all grown up is like. I'm really getting old. I don't know, I don't know. Is it mother's way? Is it father's way to act like this? I don't know, I don't know. Is it mother's way? Is it father's way to act like this? Won't you need you anymore? Is that what's going through your mind? If you act like she's only five, can you turn back time? She's starting. Father's way to act like this. I don't know, I don't know. Is it mother's way? Is it father's way to act like this? Bells tolling, groundbreaking, free falling, mind shaking. So you think if you act like this is not a big deal? Is it father's way to act like this? I don't know, I don't know. Is it father's way? Is it father's way to act like this? Won't you need you anymore? Is that what's going through your mind? If you act like she is only five, can you turn back time? She is starting her own family. Take a step back and be proud. I'll always need.
KillRadar.org. Here, here, with Mark and John, and I'm not lying. Mark and John. John, I want to thank you so much for co-hosting these past three shows.
Sure. Yeah.
While John Hirschfield is finishing up his European honeymoon vacation.
His European tour.
And I also want to thank yesterday, you know, this event that we did was at Lost Souls Cafe in downtown Los Angeles. And this place has turned into such an important part of my life. I don't know if that's something that they're glad to hear or they're horrified to hear. But they've been – I remember when I first found out about them, I was downtown with a friend of mine. It was like February or March of last year, and we saw this sign pointing down an alley, Lost Souls Cafe. I'm like, down an alley? What the hell? And we're in the old bank district, so going down an alley in the old bank district isn't like something you normally do. Not that you'd
– Unless you're looking for something specific.
Unless you're looking for crack or something else. So we go in, and the place is huge. I expected some small, rinketing place. The place is enormous. And it obviously, in my humble opinion, was originally a restaurant space. It's actually in the old Farmers and Merchant Bank office building. That whole building has been turned into loft spaces. And now they're in what I think is the restaurant space because it has the original tile. And it's that – not only does it have that hexagon tile that you see a lot in old restaurants – but it also has this interesting just square kind of same porcelain tiles and subway block on the walls and things like that. It's a really cool place, and all the people there are very cool. And they were pretty cool when Revolutionary Youth League was the loudest fucking sonic noise I'd ever heard at Lost Souls. I've heard it very loud in there, and it's been fine, but they were so fucking loud.
Sonorific. And funny.
I am not answering the phone.
You don't want to?
I don't want to answer it.
Maybe it's something free.
It's a free call.
Maybe you want a car.
It could be Lost Souls Cafe calling right on us and quit talking about us. We don't want people to know that you go here.
Yeah.
So I'm not answering it.
After the
So lawsuit. I want to just thank them, especially Vincent Barrios, one of the co-owners there who was managing last night. And
very nice
he's
guy.
Also a DJ here at Kill Radio. Yeah. He does Lost Souls Radio on Saturdays.
What a coincidence.
From where is it? I think it's 3 to 4:30. Yeah, 3 to 4:30 p.m. And so it was pretty cool because it was – I think he's obviously seen everything there, and it was the loudest he'd ever heard as well. So thank you so much. I want to thank everyone down there. They have this new awesome avocado ice cream. They also have ube ice cream. I don't know if you ever had ube ice cream before. John, what happened?
iPod malfunction.
Oh, great. Well, you're running around back there. What are you doing? You're like doing paperwork and you're filing. And
someone's got to keep the station afloat, Mark. Well, and that person is not me. But
yeah, can you focus on the show?
I'm here. I'm focused.
No, you're great.
We're
thank
talking
you.
About that bizarre ice cream. Did you taste it? Did
no,
you
I asked, it? I had a taste of it. It was awesome. I wish it was actually more avocado tasting. But they do an avocado shake.
What did it taste like if it didn't taste like avocado?
It tastes like a very sweet avocado light kind of taste.
Oh, okay.
But they also have ube ice cream there, which is that purple. It's actually a purple root.
Ooh.
That they turn into an ice cream. They have it there too because they do these shakes awesome. With it. That's really good. So thank you so much, Lost Souls. They called me and said they were listening. That could be a lie. They just want to tease me. And that's fine. I'm so into that. So let's go to music again. This is band called The Sessions. They're actually pretty local. They're out of Orange, California, just about, 30 miles east of us or so. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/iHeartTheSessions. And this is a track called In the End.
Heart, H-E-A-R-T?
Spelled out.
Yeah.
Well, you can't really type out a heart
No,
symbol.
I know. That's what I was saying.
So it's kind of like iHeartTheSessions@yahoo.com. This is a track called In the End. You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org.
Thank you.
Hear, hear. Killradio.org. That was Lincoln Six Echo. If you've been a listener to this show, we've played them before. I really like them a lot. They're a DJ outfit out of Poland. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Lincoln666. That's the number six, not spelled out. So Lincoln666. They perform under a number of different names.
Pseudonyms.
Pseudonyms is one way. I was more thinking in the spiritual sense. Incarnations. Thank you. They perform in a number of different incarnations.
I was going the criminal route.
As you would do. As you're wont to do. Again, that's Lincoln Six Echo. That track was called Nevada. Again, they're out of Poland. MySpace.com/Lincoln666. I know they've resubmitted recently under a different name. And we'll be playing them in a few weeks. Again, before that was the Sessions out of Orange, California, just nearby us, just a little bit east of us in Orange County. This track was called In the End, myspace.com/iHeartTheSessions. And I don't know why, John, does this chair look lower to you? I feel like
You look actually pretty low there.
I feel like a
kid. You need to pump it up a little bit.
I feel like a kindergartner sitting at this. Oh, there we go.
Like you're in the mini chair.
Now I feel really tall. So that got better. Now I raised it. I'm hovering over everyone.
You're feeling better? Now I
am.
Feel short.
Do you feel insignificant or insecure compared to me?
No, I feel like the David that's going to slay your Goliath down
here. Oh, I like that. That's fine.
Yeah.
This one guy I was talking to yesterday, he kept saying, don't fuck with me. I'll kick your ass. I go, you know what? You're going to kick my ass in front of all these people. But what they're going to remember is the one good bitch slap I got in before you knocked me out. And even though I got my ass kicked, they're going to remember, but that guy, he got that good bitch slap in.
See, what I'm always apt to tell people is that, well, you're right. You probably will end up kicking my ass. But before you do, I'm going to have one of your eyes.
So it's kind of the same thing. So
that would be more graphic. So
that was my day yesterday. And I also bought my new old school ghetto shoes, my super white Converse.
Yeah.
I hope
you going to play tennis in those?
No, I just hope they last white for a long time. I'm rough on things. That's why I'm single.
You just need to meet the guy who
I need to meet
appreciates
a guy,
your roughness.
I need to meet a guy made out of titanium or something. I guess I just need to date a refrigerator or a nuclear bomb. Just something that can handle me. If I might oddly kind of talk myself up like I'm hot shit or something. I love that you're just recording. You're recording the station logs right now, and you're being like a teacher, and you're not talking as much. You're like, I'm left to my own devices, which is very dangerous, by the way.
And yet I'm listening in, also like a teacher, and commenting when necessary.
Also like an audience member who just happens to have like a direct link to the show. So you are listening to Hear Hear on
killradio.org.
This is an all-submission show.
Yeah.
Bands submit from all over the world and we play it. We have no quality control.
You will submit to us.
We have no quality control, which is not a bad thing. That means we have no judgment. We will play it. So if an artist sends a CD, we'll at least play one song. Chances are we'll play more, depending on the playlist and time and things like that. And if you send MP3s, if you send a whole bunch, we'll at least play one of those as well. Please check out our submissions criteria if you're a band or you know someone in a band. Our MySpace page has all this info. It's myspace.com/hear_hear. That's HEAR_HERE. That's also where later today you'll find the links to download the archive of today's show and past shows, as well as at some point I'm working on uploading the video and the photos that I took of yesterday's benefit.
Awesome.
That we did for killradio.org. Yeah, I got a new camera, digital camera that does video really nicely.
Okay.
So that's part of the reason I want to do that. I want to be able to.
Looking for a new camera. What'd you got?
I got a Kodak V885, and they're on sale right. It's 8.1 megapixels.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
The video is 30 frames per second, which is normal video. Uh-huh. That was what really sold me.
Yeah. And NTSC standard.
Yeah,
North
or
American
PAL.
Standard.
You can do PAL too.
24?
I don't know what the standard is for.
Yeah, 24.
Oh, okay. So, and it was on sale right now for $200 at Office Max.
Very cool.
Yeah, which is a great price for a digital camera. So that's what that's all about. But speaking of digital cameras, let's go to music.
Excellent.
This is an artist that I actually met. She was getting ready to perform, I think it was on a Sunday, at Lost Souls Cafe. And so she handed me her CD, and she's really talented. She wanted me to send her some feedback about her music, and I haven't had a chance to do that yet. But
what are you going to tell her? What are you going to say?
You know what? Now you're putting me on the spot.
I know. It's
her,
my job.
You know, what's great about her music is she really goes for it in her music. That isn't kind of like just trying to sound pretty, you know, pretty girl sound.
Yeah.
There's a real strong sound to her voice and to her vocals. And I'd rather not talk about it. I'd rather just play it.
Let's
and
listen
have
to
you guys
it.
Listen. This is an artist called So You Say. MySpace.com/So You Say. And that's spelled out S-O-Y-U-S-A-E. S-O-Y-U-S-A-E. So You Say. We're going to hear two tracks. This first track is called The Shade from the Tree. Cannot Hide My Love for Thee. A lot of long titles lately. Have you noticed that? We've had some long-ass titles lately, and I think that's a trend that we're going to just promote.
And the best thing is that we can drag it out by talking about them and make them even longer.
And never play the song.
And never play the song.
And never play the song. Let's break that trend right now.
You're listening to the All Talk Show here on Kill Radio.
We talk about music.
Here, here.
We talk about
bands. We talk about music. We never play it.
We talk about bands who've submitted that we've never played.
We talk about urine, and we talk about... other bodily functions and sexual acts.
But now we're going to talk about So You
Say. Hamburgers.
Okay, let's introduce the track. Let's introduce the music. This is So You Say. Thank you so much for submitting. You're listening here on killradio.org.
Child of God.
Says 10 seconds, I'm scared to talk because then I'll go, da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
La-la-la. And you have talking over that. It's like a dork.
Well, luckily we did it for it, so
yeah.
It doesn't even happen.
That was So You Say, S-O-Y-U, second name, S-A-E. She's out of Los Angeles, cool. myspace.com/So You Say. I like those two tracks. I picked them specifically because they kind of show, again, her wide range. The first song was really just kind of this strong vocal quality where you just see her like opening herself up, like just presenting herself to the universe and singing across the canyon. And then the second song was really soft and there was kind of a cute sweetness about it. That last track was called By the Spirit. Again, So You Say, myspace.com/So You Say, S-O-Y-U-S-A-E. Again, myspace.com. So You Say, John.
I do. I've said it before and I'll say it again.
You're still logging the station logs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
See, what's happening right
now?
I'm
a little worker bee.
What's happening right now on killradar.org is a revolution.
Yeah.
I'd like to say a quiet revolution of us going, let's look at where we're at right now. Let's track it, let's monitor it, and let's go forward.
When we're all finished, there's no longer going to be a collective. There will be one clear
leader called the Generalissimo de Kill Radio.
No, Il Comandante.
Il Comandante de yeah. Generalissimo de Kill Radio.
No, actually, there might just be one person, and it'll be the only responsible person who's a part of Kill Radio.
I hope it's not me.
I hope it's not me either, because I'm, you know, I've been attending meetings, and I've been paying my dues, and I've been doing my show.
And that's what you're doing wrong, Mark, because apparently, nah, I won't go into it.
Okay, good, yeah. We don't need to do
because apparently I'm very bitter, and I'm about to spew it all over the radio.
Our dirty laundry. But I'm really happy about the benefit yesterday. It was actually, for me, awesome. I was nervous going into it because you weren't able to make it for Father's Day. I was going to be hosting by myself, which wasn't that big of a deal, but it was more handling the tech stuff, which I handled fine. What was so funny was Dread Days had like 6 people in their band, and they had 2 guitar guys with amps, and then they had 4 microphones. So we used every single microphone that I brought from here, as well as the ones at Lost Souls. And the way they have the speakers set up at the cafe now, when you're monitoring the board, and I didn't bring any headphones. That's where I made a big mistake. I didn't bring any headphones, and I could not. Once they started playing, I could not hear the sound properly because I was outside of the circle, the throw of the speakers.
Yeah.
And so I had to kind of twist my ears, twist my eyes, and kind of figure it out. And with them, I just had everything up, and I had to go out into the audience and listen, and it was fine. And I was just afraid something was going to implode, but somehow it all just – they just went and ran with it. They were great. Dread Days was so fun, really positive, a lot of people. And it actually oddly worked out that Jeffrey Scott didn't show up because we were running – we were taking a long time.
This was the airplane guy? No, this is the guy who hurt his ankle.
Basketball guy. Yeah, he hurt himself in a basketball game yesterday for Father's Day playing with his dad and couldn't come and perform. And a lot of people actually had no one to see him, but I think we would have went over time because they were having trouble with their band. There were some people who were late.
Yeah, and so it was a shorter show.
So, yeah, which actually worked out to my benefit of having to do everything myself. But anyway, I just want to thank all the bands again. Laura Weinbach, who opened it up. She's such a beautiful woman who has.
Are you going to have her play live? You think sometime?
She played live yesterday.
On your show, on your radio.
That's something that she would have to discuss it with us about. Uh-huh. That's not for me to tell her what to do.
Oh, I know. I'm saying, are you interested in having her play live?
I don't know. If she's interested.
Okay.
So,
I'm just putting you on the spot.
Thank you. I'm trying to thank her for performing. Can I finish that? Thanks.
Sure.
She was great. She opened up and the room just went silent, and she just blended into the room. I'd love to see her perform live again. I saw her perform live before, but she sounded really nice in the room. I think she sounded better than when I heard her at actually Silver Lake Lounge. And then Dread Days was amazing. They were great. And fucking Revolutionary Youth League out of Whittier, California. I made one obnoxious comment, and the audience turned on me. It was awesome.
What did you say?
I said, what's great about Revolutionary Youth League is they've been so enthusiastic about doing this show. It makes me think that they either have nothing else going on in their lives or they are very enthusiastic people. And before I can even finish the sentence, they're like, all, shut up. I go, you guys, if I thought it was true, I wouldn't have said it. And they all started laughing. But they were fun. They brought a lot of people. It was pretty impressive. They had a lot of fans there that were protective. And they
apparently,
and they again, they went for it as if they're at, you know, the Troubadour or the Roxy or anywhere else on the Strip. They were pretending they did not care that they were in some cafe in downtown LA. They just were loud, and it sounded great. It was just too loud for the space. But I still love them, and I want to get them to play again for a benefit. They totally want to, and we got to get them in a location where would support them and their great music
and their volume.
Yeah. So speaking of going to volume and music, this is a band called The Early Strike. Somehow they're out of both San Antonio and here in Los Angeles. This is a track called I'm Gay. And why are you laughing?
Because I'm really curious to see which direction this goes in.
You'll see.
Okay. All right.
And now the phone's ringing. I can answer this one if I get to music in time. So let's go to The Early Strike. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/TheEarlyStrike. You're listening here on killradio.org. We'll be right back.
I'm
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how you say that in German, but fuck yeah.
Yeah, fuck. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. That was Malice in Thunderland. They just said they were from Germany. They didn't say where in Germany. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/malonmischief. That's MALONMISCHIEF. They're, again, out of Germany. Malice in Thunderland. That song was called Psychosis. Right before that, we heard the band The Early Strike out of both San Antonio and Los Angeles. Those jet-setting kids that they are, with a track called I'm Gay, on myspace.com/TheEarlyStrike. And I forgot to tell you, when I was doing the board yesterday at the event, my friend was sitting next to me, and he's kind of, how do you describe it? He's up front about himself.
I had so many things going through my
head. He's up front about himself, and he's kind of like one of those guys that gets in fights once in a while, you know? Uh-huh. Who's calling now?
He's the calling right now to get in a fight with you.
But he started messing with the board when I walked away, and he tweaked it all out. And the funny thing, it's a new friend of mine.
That's weird.
Fixed it, and I said, stop touching the board. You can't do that. And I go, dude, we can't even be arguing right now, because everyone can see us like arguing while the person is performing and him wanting to fuck with shit. And I finally say, dude, stop. But the funny thing is, it's this new friend of mine, and we're kind of opposites in totally so many ways, but we get along so great. We have so much fun. So remember I told you about that Salvadorian place we went to?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just threw up from what we ate there. So and
awesome.
And the food went right through me, so we're not recommending that place to anyone.
Okay, so don't go there.
Don't go to the Salvadorian restaurant on 3rd and something. Okay. I can't remember the cross street. I think it might be called El Palomar, but maybe I shouldn't be saying that on the air. Is that libelous?
I
could just mention that I had a bad experience.
Yeah.
I had a bad experience with my butt there. And MT had
that could be food. That could be anything.
MT had a bad experience with his vomiting, his vomit mechanism. So thanks for sharing, right?
So between the two of you, you had a bad experience with two different orifices of your body. They're in the restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, but
that's pretty much a guarantee that I'm going to go there. But, you know, whatever.
You're into that. Yeah. So how was that hamburger, by the way? I mean, you ate it all. You didn't get fries or anything?
No, I didn't get fries or anything.
Their fries are good.
Do they have fries there?
Yeah.
They're not like
shrimp fries?
Chips, fish.
No. Something? No. They're actually good. But the hamburger is kind of strange.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's strange
I enjoyed it because I'm starving.
Right.
Yeah. So.
I want to go to a fast food place and order fried chicken and spaghetti.
That Amish fast food place down the street is pretty good.
Really? What do they serve there?
There's no Amish fast food
I
place.
I know. But what's great about this neighborhood...
You caught me.
I've had the opportunity to discover this neighborhood because of taking care of John Hirschfield's cats.
There's some good stuff here.
It's a fucked up neighborhood, and I say that in a good way. I mean, there are all the Salvadorian places. There's all the Korean places.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of Indian markets.
Yeah.
And when we were walking around, everything's either covered in graffiti, or it's paint that's chipping, or it's millions of old pieces of gum on the ground that's black
from
collecting all the dirt.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's just like blown out, especially on 3rd, more so than Beverly. I mean, Beverly compared to 3rd, Beverly 3rd makes Beverly look palatial. 3rd makes Beverly look like Beverly Hills.
I wonder how you...
Beverly is fucked up.
Yeah. I wonder how you clean that. I guess you'd have to sandblast the entire city.
I've seen people do it downtown. They have these little scrapers on a stick. They scrape.
That's a crappy job.
Yeah. Especially over there, because there's thousands of them.
I'd throw up. Every piece of gum I'd throw up.
But who does that? Who spits out their gum on the ground?
Obviously,
a lot of people in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
So this is another artist I ran into. When I ran into So You Say at Las Olas Cafe, I also ran into Valerie Lopez.
Yeah.
She had the guys at Las Olas Cafe introduced me, so I was happy to get her CD too. And gosh, I mean, there's just talent everywhere in this town. Every time you put those sunglasses on, right now you look like, I don't know, you look like Fidel Castro's secretary or something. Because you got the hat and you got those sunglasses on. Is this where the whipping happens?
Yeah.
Or the threat of whip. Make it the threat of whipping, because that's way more hotter than
that's the name of my new band, The Threat of Whipping. We'll play it on here soon.
Awesome.
As soon as we come up with
TOW.
Some music. Yeah.
Yo, TOW. All right, so let's listen to Valerie Lopez. This is the first track called Gloria. Her MySpace page is myspace.com/Valerie Lopez. That's VALERILOPEZ. VALERILOPEZ. Valerie Lopez. First track is Gloria. You're listening here on killradio.org. Please play.
second voice. Hello, I'm talking. I'm talking. No, I'm talking. We'll be right back.
sea of heartbreak.
A sea of heartbreak.
Sea of heartbreak. Sea of heartbreak.
The lies in the harbor don't shine for me. Ship adrift on the sea, a sea of heartbreak, lost love and loneliness, memories of your caress set to fire. How I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on this sea of tears. A sea of heartbreak. Oh, how did I lose you? Oh, where did I fail? Why did you leave me?
Here, here.
I think.
Oh, she's still talking.
I love that song.
Thanks, Valerie.
I think she said she loves that song.
No, she said. I think she said. Yeah, I think she did say that.
She said.
That's actually a cover. That's "Sea of Heartbreak," originally sung by Johnny Cash. This was the version by Valerie Lopez. She actually named this track a song for Johnny Cash (parentheses "Sea of Heartbreak" cover). Again, before that was Gloria. The artist is Valerie Lopez, based here in Los Angeles. I met her and So You Say at Las Olas Cafe a couple weeks ago. They gave me their CDs, and they're really, really talented. I hope I can get them on a Hear Hear fundraiser event in the next couple future months. I'm sure they sounded great in that room, and I'd love to hear them again. So thank you so much for submitting on the spot, ladies. And here we are, John. Are you feeling in any way sentimental? This is kind of the last show that we'll be doing together.
I'll be back.
That sounds threatening. Why don't you say that with your Austrian governor of California accent?
I'll be back. Let's build more jails.
Why? You did that really good, because I thought you were going to do total typical, like, cliche Schwarzenegger kind of thing to say. Let's build more jails in California.
We'll build more jails. And I'm going to put a tent on the Capitol building lawn where we can smoke cigars
I am your governor. He did that. Genius. Genius.
You know, people like...
Thank you, Arnold. You're welcome.
People like style over substance. That's what it's all about.
Support jails. We need more jails.
Criminals, do more robberies. Support jails. You support the economy of California.
I will destroy you with my jails.
Okay, you're doing a really good job, but I need to stop you now.
Please, please do.
I should recommend one of the new things that's happening. I haven't updated the schedule. I apologize, John, but I know after this show, we're now doing a re-webcast of your show, your Friday show.
Best of Standing Room Only.
Best of Standing Room Only. And then plus we'll have some other wonderful stuff from the Kill Radio Archives.
Do you know what happens in that show?
To share with you. Do you know what happens in that show? It's 1 hour of live music and interview.
Yeah.
And it's jam-packed.
Full of love.
Full of love. Yes.
And anger.
And candy.
Sometimes we have Canadians.
And sexual harassment. I remember what band was. I think it was the Randys were sexually harassing a caller.
The Randys sexually harassed me on that
Everybody.
Show, and I loved it. I loved it.
Because you haven't been sexually harassed in like
10
basically
minutes.
Since you left home.
Basically.
Since you moved out.
I haven't been sexually harassed since you did it the last 5 minutes.
I have never sexually harassed you. Well, yeah, not on purpose.
What's up with that?
Probably what it is I accidentally sexually harass you all the time just because it's in part of my nature. So speaking of sexual harassment, we're actually, this is probably a first.
I could have gone down such a dark road there, Mark.
This is probably a first. We have now twice, after I play this next artist, we have now twice played a band out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is a band called Mock Fox. We've actually played them before. Again, they're out of Minneapolis. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/mockfox, MACHFOX. We're going to play two tracks. I think this is new stuff that they let me and all their fans know about. So I'm happy to play it for you today. This is Any Day. You're listening to here on
KillRadio.org.
Oh, you're a good listener. Chillradio.org. Hear, hear. That was a Mock Fox.
Yeehaw.
Nice little electro 80s revival, Depeche Mode, David Gahan kind of sound going on.
Yeah.
That song was Reward Le Fin. Before that, we heard Any Day. They're out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, myspace.com/mockfox, MACHFOX. So thank you so much for submitting. They've actually been on the show before, and here they are again. So they are obviously...
Fantabulous.
They're obviously a very active band. They do a lot of music.
Is my microphone on?
Yeah, you can't hear yourself?
No.
How about now?
Yeah, all right.
I just didn't have the monitors in the station.
I just like to hear myself.
I do too. Speak. Hear you and me. This marriage of voice.
Yeah. It's too bad it's not legally sanctioned in this country.
Yeah.
The marriage of voice.
Yeah, we should work on that.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's where we should put our effort.
Right. Totally.
What else we got going on here?
We got some more songs to play, but I was leaving open. I feel like I've done a lot of talking today.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever...
Do you?
Now, you're wearing a D.A.R.E. t-shirt. Have you ever kept a kid off drugs, or have you worked exactly the opposite of that? Have you been a proponent of kids doing drugs?
You know, I believe in the theory that if you catch a kid with a cigarette, you lock him in the closet till they smoke all the cigarettes. If you catch a kid with some curiosity about drugs, you lock him in a closet until they've done all the mound of coke or until they've shot all the heroin. That's the only way they're going to learn, until they've smoked the crack pipe until it's empty.
Learn how awesome drugs are?
Yeah, whatever. There's a lot of different lessons there you can learn.
Is that what the lesson you received?
No, it wasn't exactly. You know, I've got a really dry mouth, Mark. I don't know what's happening, but
you don't sound dry.
Really?
No.
I sound very fluidic.
Yes, you sound wet. Stupid.
What was that noise afterwards?
Mine was my sound. That sound, whatever that sound means. Did you ever notice that we make certain sounds for laughter that make no sense at all? Like, when you actually hear someone laughing, it makes no sense why they would make that sound. Like, why would we as a human species do that?
It's kind of disturbing.
Have you also noticed how a lot of times people laugh? They're not really laughing, but it's their response that they're programmed to do.
Or you think they're laughing. Right. They think they should laugh. Or you think, you think they're laughing with you and they're really laughing at you.
I don't have that issue.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't know.
Me either. Yeah.
I'm self-absorbed, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, me either.
But next time, listen to someone laughing and see if you can ascertain
like
whether it's a sincere laugh or a false one. It's a reaction laugh.
Okay, well, when I laugh at you, with you, do you think it's...
But I'm not laughing.
Do you think it's like 50% sincere? What do you think?
50% sincere? I heard a beep outside, and I thought it was my cell phone. That shows how crazy I'm controlled by beeping things.
I like the way this conversation is going. What else did you do this weekend, Mark?
Saturday, this was funny. You know, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a licensed notary public, and I had a signing.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah.
Can you notarize something for me? I have something that needs to be notarized.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a signing in Lincoln Heights on Saturday, and it was for a kid's birthday party. They were like 13-year-olds were going to this skate park, this skateboard park in Simi Valley.
Uh-huh.
And not only do parents have to sign off like in a waiver.
No way.
It has to be notarized.
No way.
Because people were abusing it. The brother was signing it. And then there's no legal recourse.
Yeah.
It's a false document even though they got through. So it's become this whole legal
thing.
That's
so wild.
So I had to do quite a few. I mean, there was like 13 kids.
Saturday, I was in the VIP box, Sky Box, at the Staples Center.
Ew.
At the Keith Urban concert, where I was being fed. Well, yeah, Keith Urban. But I was being fed all I could eat, like free sushi, at a sushi bar in our box.
How'd
and
you
all
that?
You can drink alcohol. And there were caterers.
How did you get on that? Is that the Kill Radio box that we have at Staples Center?
No. The Kill Radio box that we have at Staples Center is now actually outside Staples Center, and it rained and the cardboard got wet. So it's not doing so well.
Wasn't there a fire in our original Staples box?
Yeah, that's why,
That's why we're
that's why to put it out in the rain.
Yeah. So you know, we're getting close on time.
Yay.
We did start late,
good
but
show.
I want to we got like a number of more bands to play.
Uh-huh.
So why don't we just go to it?
Let's just play them.
This label in Portland has sent us quite a few CDs lately. I even seen our mailbox. There's another one from them, I believe. The label is Wax Vaccine, which is a great name for a label when you think about it. Wax Vaccine. They're out of Portland. And we're going to play two bands on their label. We're going to start off with The Ones. myspace.com/theonespdx, followed by another band out in that area, Portland, The Weaklings. So let's start off with The Ones. This is a track called Yeah, You Make It. You are listening to Hear Hear on Kill Radio.
Stay in the pain of me. I think it's time to say you.
Rock on, Portland. Rock on.
That's right.
Portland just taught us how to rock again here in Los Angeles.
Grab the Portland train to Musicville. Oh, my God. Did I just say that?
That, again, was the Weaklings out of Portland, Oregon. Actually, isn't there a Portland in Washington, too? I think there is as well. So,
well, Portland is right near the state of Washington.
Right, but I believe there's also a Portland in Washington. And
I wasn't aware of that.
There's also, you know, there's more than one Los Angeles. There's like, there's a Las Vegas in New Mexico.
Uh-huh. There's a Paris in Texas.
And London and all that kind of stuff. So again, that was the Weaklings. That song was called On With The Show. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/theweaklings. And then before that was a band called The Ones. Yeah, You Make It. That was the name of that track. myspace.com/theonespdx. And both of those bands came to us from Wax Vaccine Records, I'm assuming is the third word, out of Portland. You can always find out more about them. I think it's waxvaccine.com. I'm not sure, but that might be a lucky guess, or you can just do a search for Wax Vaccine and see who else they have. I'm sure we'll be letting you know, too, who else they have on their playlist, because or on their label. I saw on the inbox, I haven't grabbed it yet, but more music from them, so we'll see what's in store. But we're getting close in time, so we're just going to go right into it. This is a local band called Jane Friday. They're based here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/Jane Friday. I love these MySpace page addresses that are easy. Some of them you just feel like you have to, like, it gets so convoluted.
You need to, like, pull out the Oxford English Dictionary to figure
and
out what's
going
on.
I have a problem with that, too. I mean, even here with the underscore in the middle, it's kind of convoluted.
Yeah, that one trips me up all the time. And some of them are just long, like mine. Standing Room Only Radio is, like, the longest-ass MySpace.
But, so thank you,
Jane
Friday.
Did you get that, Standing Room Only Radio?
Thank you, Jane Friday, for having a simple name and a easy-to-remember MySpace page name. It's myspace.com/Jane Friday on this track called Get Well Soon. And then we're going to go into Graham Ramsey, who was our guest last week. There was two really short tracks on that EP he left us that are really nice. So they sound good. So we're going to go into that as well. So here we go. This is Get Well Soon. You're listening to Jane Friday on Here, killradio.org.
Org.
Welcome back. That was two tracks by Graham Ramsey. Graham was in the studio yesterday. He was part of the original Scottish invasion that happened back in October. That was like kind of an amazing thing where like all these bands in Scotland had sent us their music, and it was just obviously not an accident. They had found out about us through a website that is all about the independent Scottish music scene. So we got inundated. He was one of them, and he's actually in town right now. He's also in a band called The Wedding Present, and they've been recording a demo. So he's flew out and wanted to be on the show, just hang out, and he hung out the whole time with us and gave us a CD of some new tracks. So I wanted to play those. They're real short, and I wanted to share them with you. Let's go to this next band. This band is called Looker. They were actually flying out from New York today, but they got delayed. They were going to perform live on the show. They got delayed, so we're going to hopefully reschedule that. I don't know how that's going to work out schedule-wise between us and them. But this is a band called Looker. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/looker. If they got on the plane they were supposed to get on, they should be arriving in L.A. right now over at LAX. So that there's no way they can even be listening to the show since we don't have the technology to do that quite yet. But let's go to them, Looker. In absentia, we're going to play two tracks, Radio and another track called Gregory. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
Cooking up a plan on a dirty alleyway.
Thank you so much, Looker. I'm hoping you're landing right now into our beautiful city with our beautiful weather that we're having today. Again, that's Looker. They were going to be live on the show today at killradio.org. They're out of New York. They submitted to us, asked if they can come in and perform live. I said, heavens yes, and they got delayed. So hopefully we'll be able to bring them to you live again soon. That's Looker. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Looker. And why don't we thank all the bands that performed today. Thank you for submitting Looker, Graham Ramsey, Jane Friday, The Weaklings, The Ones, Mock Fox, Valerie Lopez, Malice and Thunderland, The Early Strike, So You Say, Leak and Six Echo, The Sessions, Sovia Talvik, and Cochise. And John, I want to thank you so much for subbing for John Hirschfeld while he was away on his European honeymoon.
It's been
vacation.
Fun. Yeah, he didn't invite me. I was a little bit hurt about that.
Oh, he didn't invite you.
I must have been lost in the mail.
Well, you had a chance to marry him and you blew it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So I want to thank all of you for listening today, especially the bands. We had some technical difficulties getting started, but thanks to John crawling
around. But then I showed up.
You fixed it. I couldn't fix it. But we fix it to bring the show to all of you. This archive of the show will be available later today. You can go to our blog at myspace.com. That's blog.myspace.com/here_here, H-E-A-R underscore H-E-R-E. Or if you just go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/here_here, H-E-A-R underscore H-E-R-E, you can just click on the blog there. You'll have the link to today's show.
You can listen to my show on Fridays from 8 to 9 p.m. and visit my MySpace at Standing Room Only Radio, MySpace/Standing Room Only Radio, and listen to live bands every Friday night.
And coming up next is the best of Standing Room Only Radio. You've been listening to Here Here on killradio.org. Thank you so much for listening.